May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable to you, Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. In Leviticus 19, the Lord said to Moses, "Speak to the entire assembly of Israel and say to them, be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy." So let's think about that for a moment. Be holy, because I, the Lord your God, am holy. What does it mean to be holy? In fact, what does it mean to be holy? Because God is holy. When we wake up each morning, do we feel holy? I probably don't feel much until after having my second tea, to be honest. When this passage from Leviticus was first heard, it was taken to be about ceremonial cleanliness. But with the incarnation of Jesus, we're in a different situation. And indeed, the Apostle Peter quotes this in his first letter. "As he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy." But what is it to be holy? What's it all about? In fact, does it make sense to us these days with our 21st century sensibilities? It's fair to say that what we're talking about is not just a mysterious, awesome power associated with God. It's not just a series of sacramental things that we do in church. The Hebrew word behind it suggests being separate and distinct. Well, we certainly know about separateness at the moment, but think of it as being more as a part of the world, but also being apart from the world. A.W. Tozer put it like this: "Holiness, as taught in the scriptures, is not based upon knowledge on our part. Rather, it is based upon the resurrected Christ indwelling us and changing us into his likeness." Mother Teresa said, "Holiness does not consist in doing extraordinary things. It consists in accepting with a smile what Jesus sends us. It consists in accepting and following the will of God." But the trouble is, the idea of us being holy can appear to be arrogant, perhaps even foolish, and has lost some of its meaning. In fact, it has almost become derogatory with phrases like "holier than thou." A lot of the original meaning has been lost, and it's something we need to regain. If we don't, we'll just become a group of nice people with nice buildings, doing nice things. And I had multiple English teachers telling me never to use the word "nice." You may well have had teachers like that as well. The early Protestant reformers recognised that holiness is an attribute of God, and holiness is always part of the presence of God. Yet they also recognised that practical holiness was the evidence of the presence of God in the converted believer. And it's something that Jesus would point to time and time again. As Martin Luther put it, actions that demonstrated holiness would spring up, not premeditated, but as the believer focuses more and more on their relationship with Christ. I think we all instinctively know that, but have also seen it manifest during the pandemic, with many selfless acts whether people recognise the spirit at work in them or not. So how's our practical holiness? All the things we do because it's just right. We all do it. We often don't recognise it, but we do it with joy. Where's the source of all of that? In the contemporary holiness movement, and yes, there really is such a thing, the idea that holiness is relational is growing. In this thought, the core notion of holiness is love. Other notions of holiness, such as purity, being set apart, perfection, keeping rules, and total commitment, are seen as contributory notions of holiness. All these contributory notions find their ultimate legitimacy when love is at their core. So when we think this way, do we feel more holy? Probably that's still a big leap of faith. However, if that's how we feel, here are some words of encouragement. There's an author, Mark Buchanan, who wrote a book, The Holy Wild, Trusting in the Character of God. He put it this way. It is ironic that those who are the most holy are the least likely to see themselves that way. That's something for you to reflect on when you have your next cup of tea and just sit and listen to what the Spirit might be saying to you. He carries on. As we grow in the knowledge of God's holiness, even though we are growing in the practice of holiness, it seems the gap between our knowledge and our practice always gets wider. This is the Holy Spirit's way of drawing us to more and more holiness. Holiness consists simply in doing God's will and being just what God wants us to be. So when you're feeling nudged next, to just contact that person, to just send that letter, to just do that thing, think about the just bit of it. And think about whose will you might be following. Amen.